Hello.
Hey, David?
Yeah, John?
Yeah, my customer service rep, Mary, asked me to call you back.
Yeah, listen, I'm not sure I'm, you know, completely confident about doing this, to be honest with you, because for two reasons. You call me up out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
You sell me something about promoting my business and whatnot, and then shortly after I get off the phone with you, now I hear from somebody else that's doing basically the same thing or offering the same thing and then telling me that you guys are no good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't trust this altogether.
Mm.
Like, you're like, oh, well, let me go, yeah, local splash, yeah, they'll slap something together, some like 10-minute thing, as long as they keep charging your, getting to charge your credit card every month, you know, that's what they're looking to do.
Wow. What was the name of this company?
Something data. Data something.
Data. That's so odd, because we're a premier Google partner. I sent you the credentials. Like, we're partnered with Google. You can go to localsplash.com/Google or go to google.com/partners, and you could verify our partnership with Google. We're right next to their headquarters. So anybody bashing us, I mean, that shouldn't be happening, especially if they're within the partner network. Like, the Google partners aren't going to bash another Google partner.
He was claiming to basically do the same thing that you're doing.
And he was a Google partner, he was saying? They were partnered with Google?
He didn't say anything about a Google partner, but basically he's like, oh, I see that your business isn't, I don't know if he meant by, like, it's not established
on Google
yet.
Like, you didn't have a Google business profile or anything. No, I mean, I've been really transparent with you. Like, there's companies out there that can create your Google business profile. Like I was telling you earlier, you could have created your Google business profile yourself. You could even verify your Google business profile yourself. And, I mean, you could try to promote it on other platforms, maybe, like, hyperlink it to a site or hyperlink it to something you're doing on Instagram or Facebook. You know, social media marketing, things like that. But we're actually a Google partner, so we're focused on Google Places placement, and that's what's going to list you on the first page of the Google search results, and that's what you pay us for that other companies can't do. You know, that's the main benefit of our services, is having that Google Places placement. A lot of those SEO guys that are out there are just an SEO service. You know, they might contact you.
What's SEO? What is that?
SEO is a very well-known service for most business owners. It's called search engine optimization.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically how we started out. Like, we were a search engine optimization company where we would do backlinks, meta tags, things like that to try to get you to rank organically on the first page of Google. Now, Google started this partner program in 2017 where it's like, if you're not a Google partner, you don't have access to any of their algorithms that's going to dictate who ranks and who doesn't, and they'll basically try to shut you down. You know, that's why I was curious about what their names are, because if they're bashing a Google partner, I can report them, you know, and just send them over to Google, and then Google gets after them.
Well, I got so fucking irritated that I hung up on him, because he was relentless. Like, he's like, and I knew it was kind of like a scam. Because he was really trying to persist and be like, oh, no, you need this. You need to do this. And da 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 da. And I'm like, what? Like, fuck you, dude. Like, no, I don't.
Like, I already got it taken care of. Usually if you tell them, like, you know, I'm working with Local Splash, like a Google partner.
I did say that,
well,
and that's
no.
When this shit came in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Because usually the Google partners, they know already who we are, and they're not going to, it's not even usually, 100%. Like, they operate within the same network. And so they wouldn't have even called you to begin with, actually. They would have already got the notification that we started working with you, sent you your Google verification forms. They'd be able to see that. So they wouldn't call you to offer you a placement if we're already working with you and that position's closed out. But I submitted you already for your PIN verification, and then I have that client interview still scheduled for this afternoon as well.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do about these other solicitations, though? I don't need this crap.
Yeah.
I
can't prevent somebody from calling your business. If you, like, let them know, hey, I already got it.
How are they finding me, though? You know what I mean? Like,
I have no
same
idea.
With you, and you have
I know
to
how we found you.
I was, Yeah. Tell me that again.
Yeah, you're on a qualified candidates list for the placement. So Google actually dictates who we can offer the placement to and who we can't. So when the spot opens up, they give us the list, and then they tell us, like, industry and area. And then my reps, kind of like Tara that you spoke with this morning, they just go down that list until we find the guy that fills that spot.
But what made me qualified? I don't understand.
So I was telling you, they look at some of the stuff that you're...
A week ago.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they look at those reviews you had posted, background screenings that were done, even if it's from a third-party service that uses Google. They'll look at anything they can find. As long as you fit that industry in the service area where they're looking to fill the position, and you don't have anything negative about your business, then they'll usually give you a fair shot at it. Especially if you're in an industry where there's not like 100 of you guys in one small area, then they're more likely to kind of pre-qualify you for it and put you on our list. But nevertheless, to answer your question, you might get a couple of those calls just until we have you on the first page. Then once you're on the first page, people aren't going to offer you first page placement anymore, whether it be an SEO. I already know the Google partners won't call you because they know in our network that you're working with us. But those SEO companies won't have anything to offer you if they already see you're on the first page with us. So,
okay. Who are your Google partners again?
Yeah, so there's Brand Rep, and then there's White Shark Media, and then there's Local Splash. We're the highest rated. We actually have a premier partnership because we're the closest to them geographically. Like, we're walking distance. But yeah, there's actually 5 total partners. There's also PageHub out there as well. But yeah, they have the notification that you're working with us as a Google partner, so it's probably an SEO company. If you just politely decline, I mean, you don't have to yell nasty to them, just say, hey, I have somebody that's already taking care of this, no thank you. They could be getting the number from anywhere online, honestly. It's business to business call if they're just searching the web, you know, and they want to offer you placement. But I mean, if they're doing their research, you know, once they see you're on the first page, they shouldn't be calling guys already on the first page to offer them first page placement.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, I'll let this ride out for right now, but I swear to God, you know, usually anytime I get a gut feeling about something, I always go with it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. No, I'm
going to give you the benefit of the doubt here, but.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I know how it is. And honestly, like, I put you on a friends and family rate, and we did it month to month, so I understand already the situation we're in. You know, if we lose you after...
He already knew right off the bat what you guys would be charging me to. Not even the $199. He knew
the normal $299?
Yes. Yeah. No, it was up over at, like,
$399
or, yeah, whatever, almost $500.
Yeah, we have different packages. The Google partner sites are public, so, like, you can go onto our site and see our pricing page and everything, like that link that I sent you. We're pretty open book. Same thing with the analytics campaign, like, you know, it's not, like, any secret or anything. The only thing that they don't have access to or anybody else have access to is the algorithm updates, and that's literally what dictates who's listed on page 1 and who's not, you know.
Well, who am I going to be dealing with after I get this thing started? Like, I don't like having multiple reps or this one and that one. Like, I just want to deal with one person. Like,
I understand
so am
that.
Am I dealing with you solely, or you just do one? You're only one department, and then
no.
After,
so, I'm going to be the account lead. I'm going to have a little more attention on your account than normal accounts, just because I put you on a friends and family plan. Like, I knew you. But I don't want to paint the picture that I'm the only guy. Like, our company, we've been around for 20 years. If you look up, like, our photos online, we have, like, 400 people here, you know? So we have a team that's responsible for the fulfillment on this, of making sure that everything goes to plan. Like, we have specialists in each department of everything that we do for you. And so I don't want to paint the picture like I'm the only guy. Like, the client interview this afternoon is going to be with a different representative.
No,
there are
client
interview specialists. But just like you did right now, David, if you call in and you ask, like, obviously try to dial my extension first, but if I'm on a call like that, Mary or one of our reps down there in customer service will gather your information. They'll let you know, hey, we're notifying John. He'll contact you as soon as possible. And that's what happened. I called you back within, like, 3-4 minutes.
Yeah.
I just had to get off the phone with this guy.
I just,
So, well, but I'm not the only person you'll talk to.
All right. Well, the only thing I'm going to need from you is at some point is for you to explain this to my wife as well, as far as what this is about.
Save me from the couch. I hear you.
Well, no, it's not even save me from the couch. It's just I already went into, you know, a description, but, you know, she's in the same kind of, you know, position that you are. I mean, she works for an insurance company, but for health insurance. She's a licensed agent. So she's
like insurance,
you know,
for your business.
Writing policies and stuff for people. So she has to do the same thing. You know, she has to explain to people, but she might have a better understanding as far as, you know, what you're about, what you're here to do, and that this is no bullshit, no freaking, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know, that's why I was telling you at the end of the call, like, I was like, oh man, it sounds like you're skeptical. Like, I had a feeling, I was like, this is going to turn into, like, a call at some point later today, watch.
Well,
I was thinking about it that way, but you're only committed to a month, you know, it's a month-to-month service, you know, and then we're going to knock out your client interview, try to get everything done as fast as we can for you so we can start showing you some results. And once you see those results come in, you'll have a lot more peace of mind. You know, just seeing yourself up there, seeing what we're doing for the company, justifying the investment that you made today with the business and getting everything set up. So, all I'm asking
somebody doesn't have to look up your name as far as like local splash in order to find what I do.
They just look up electrician. Yeah, they just look up electrician on Google and they'll be able to see you as long as they're within 30 miles of you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be good. Just bear with us. Like I said, we do need your cooperation. I sent you that Google verification form. You only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own the business, unless you, like, relocate or move to another area. So try to fill out that form.
Oh, get Google verified by me filling out that form?
Yep. Well, we already sent out your PIN earlier when you signed up with me. So that's coming in the mail. But it's a three-step process, so you got to fill out that form, the PIN comes in the mail, and then during the client interview. And if Google says they need any more information than what you provide on that form, we just three-way call with the Google rep on the line, and we'll verify you over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll get it done. Focus on those things, though. Don't get too distracted on anything. I promise you, like, I didn't pull any fast ones on you, and nobody's going to be able to give you a better deal than I gave you. So I'm over here making sure for you.
No, I'm not even looking at it as that. I'm like, you know, I'm looking at all the money that's already gone out is what I'm trying to say, and people are still trying to take even more money from me is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
you shouldn't need anything else after this, honestly, unless you're doing, like, Facebook.
I cannot have this be a scam. I'm telling you, like, I just, it's really going to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm putting my confidence and trust in, you know, a business that's 3,000 miles away from me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
100%. It's not a scam, but that's what I told you in the beginning, too. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, either. So don't expect everything to be, you know, overnight, like, 100 calls, you know. Anybody that tells you stuff like that, they're just lying to you to try to get you to buy something.
No, what's going to be the test is when I go to actually do a search on my computer, like what you were telling me, and see that I pop up there.
Exactly.
That'll kind
and
of ease my mind a little
bit
when I see that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, once you get there, you'll be happy. But in order to do that, though, also, like, we need your cooperation. That's why I'm telling you, like, you got to fill out that verification form. You already signed the subscription terms, so that's great. And then we have the client interview at 6 o'clock. And then we'll literally walk you through this, like, step by step and do all the legwork on it for you and make sure that you're up and running as quickly as possible and get you going.
All right.
Okay. And then website's going to get built, too. Like, we're going to purchase a domain. Just that website alone is going to be, like, worth its weight in gold with the $200 that you invested today. So, just thank you for signing up. I appreciate you giving us your trust, but, you know, we got it, you know. Just trust me fully. We're going to get you taken care of, and we'll make sure it's working out. As far as other people calling you, I can't stop that one, but I can't put you on the DNC registry, but that would kind of defeat the purpose of trying to get you more customers if I do that.
Right.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, John.
All right, David. Looking forward to working with you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you at 6, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.